Hey, all you Wonder-Filled people. Welcome back to Wonder-Filled Stories Podcast, where every day is a chance to grow, imagine, and become a little stronger you than yesterday. Now, today's Wonder Thought is all about tuning up, getting better one small step at a time. You don't have to be perfect. You don't even have to know what you're doing all the time. You just have to keep trying. And here's something important. Improvement doesn't just happen inside your head. It shows up in the way that you carry yourself. When you stand tall and look people in the eyes and speak slowly and with confidence, your brain actually starts to believe that you're strong. And guess what? You are! But confident people don't have to be loud. They don't have to be bossy. Confidence is simply knowing that your voice matters. So when someone is being unkind or when you feel pushed around, remember this. Standing up for yourself isn't rude. It's brave. You can say, stop, that's not okay, or I don't like that. Your feelings belong to you and you're allowed to protect them. So today, try one tiny act of tuning up. Walk a little taller, speak a little clearer, and set a boundary that keeps your heart safe. Every brave step you take builds the strong, amazing person that you are becoming. Now, take a deep breath. Let your imagination stretch wide because it's time to delve into Chapter 12. Chapter 12, Interrogation. Kai bounced up the stairs and greeted his mother with a peck on the cheek.
We will be eating soon. Get cleaned up for dinner, she directed.
Kai looked at the conglomeration of ingredients his mom was stirring and cringed.
I just ate some popcorn, so I'm not hungry, Mom.
Well, you're going to eat something. Go wash your hands.
She shooed him away as the familiar low growl from his brother's car rumbled from the driveway.
Your brother's home. Hurry so you can bring the glasses to the table for me.
As the family of four sat down for dinner, Rylan seemed to be abnormally interested in Kai's day.
So, what did you do today, Kai? He asked.
Oh, not much. Just hung out at the mall.
Really? What did you do at the mall?
You know, a few video games, hanging out with friends.
Kai stuffed a bite of his mom's culinary creativity into his mouth, then added,
Oh, I saw Justin Tron set the high score on the Twilight Zone pinball machine. That kid is a wizard.
On cue, Kai's dad broke into song.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball.
Rylan continued his low-key interrogation. Did you buy anything? Noticing his unusual interest, Kai began to actively evade the details.
No, we looked at a few things, but we didn't really have any money to spend.
That deaf, dumb, blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Kai's father continued the rock song as he ate.
That's right, you still owe me $40.
Rylan smiled broadly and took a heaping bite.
You wouldn't spend cash on burgers and movies when your debt is still outstanding.
Kai realized his brother knew more than he was letting on. His cheeks flushed as his brain scrambled to think of excuses. He flashed a stern look from across the table, silently telling him to shut up. Rylan smirked.
Don't forget about the interest on that loan, bud. Interest is piling up.
He then turned his attention to his dad.
So, Pops, I was wondering if you could help me install a nice sound system in my car. I've got my eye on some speakers and an amp down at Sound City.
Well, sure, son, but those systems aren't cheap. Are you sure that is the right next step in finishing your car? What about a paint job?
That's a great idea.
Rylan flashed a grin at Kai across the table.
I think I may have found a source for some cash, so maybe I could do both.
That's great, son, Dad praised. Keep working hard and saving your money.
May I be excused? Kai interrupted.
You've barely touched your dinner, Mom objected, peering across at his plate.
I'm just not that hungry, I guess.
Too much fun today? Ryland asked as he stuffed another bite of mystery hot dish into his mouth.
Yeah, I guess so, Kai added through clenched teeth.
One more bite of green beans and you can be excused, Mom said. Rinse your dish and load it in the dishwasher.
Kai stabbed some vegetables with his fork, then crammed it into his mouth. He stood, dishes in hand, and gave his mom a kiss on top of the head.
Thanks for dinner, Mom.
She smiled warmly as he shuffled away. That night, Kai lay awake in his bed, staring at the shadows on the ceiling. He muttered to himself as he made a mental list of supplies they would need for fortress upgrades. He imagined pulleys and ropes creating high-tech swinging platforms and doorways. He thought about ways to get electricity to the clubhouse so the friends could play video games during campouts in the woods. His eyes began to grow heavy, and just as he slipped into the dark tunnel of sleep, the covers pulled tight around him. His arms were trapped at his sides as a shadowy figure vaulted over his bed and landed astride his chest. He was pinned by the blankets and the weight of the shadow. His eyes snapped open in startled surprise as a hand closed over his mouth. Ryland's menacing glare peered down into his face, illuminated by the faint blue moonlight filtering through the curtains.
Don't make a peep. We are going to have a little chat, Ryland growled in a hushed voice. I saw you and your dopey friends buying a mountain of burgers and fries today. Where'd you get the money? You still owe me.
Kai tried to talk through his brother's hand over his mouth, but the words were garbled and unintelligible. Ryland removed his hand to make out what was being said.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kai lied. Tron bought the burgers.
Justin Tron? Ryland jabbed the knuckle into Kai's sternum and ground it into a pressure point.
That little scrub of a kid never has money. He spends it all on video games. Then he tries to bum pizza slices before we throw them in the garbage. Tell the truth.
He dug his knuckle in again. Kai squirmed in discomfort, bucking and squirming in response to the pain. His attempt to escape had no effect. Kai searched his mind for an adequate lie that would get his brother off him. But with the distraction of the torture, nothing came to his mind.
Get off and I will pay you back.
Desperately tried to offer some deal to get his brother off his chest.
I knew you had money, the torture resumed. Where did you get it?
I don't know. Kai's desperation was getting the best of him.
Yes, you do. How much money do you have?
A lot. We have a lot of money.
How much is a lot? 100? 200? Where did it come from?
It was stuffed in a sofa cushion.
Kai struggled for breath as Ryland sat on his chest.
I don't know how much. 5,000? Probably more. A lot more.
Kai bucked his hips.
Get off! I can't breathe. If you can talk, you can breathe. What sofa? Where is the money now?
He continued to interrogate.
A sofa we bought at Mr. Wiki's sale. Now get off!
Kai bucked as hard as he could, and in that split second, he worked his right hand free. Without thinking, he slapped at his brother's face, and his palm connected squarely with Ryland's left ear. The impact reverberated through Rye's head, and like a disoriented boxer, he flopped to the ground, reeling in pain and surprise. Jumping up and holding the side of his face, he stuck a finger in Kai's face and hissed,
"This isn't over!"
Turning away, he disappeared from the room, and Kai was left in the dark, gasping. The only thing he could think about was the silver spike earring that Ryland wore through his left earlobe and how it likely had impaled the side of his neck when Kai slapped him.
"Serves him right!"
Kai pulled the covers up,
turned over and tried to sleep. Thanks for listening to the Wonderfilled Stories Podcast. If today's story sparked your imagination or made you think in a brand new way, well, there's even more waiting for you. Support our work by joining the Wonder Club. You can hear a little extra from me, Mr. Soul, and take a peek behind the scenes at all the creative things coming down the pipeline from Wonderfilled Books. It's a place for curious, creative kids who love to dream big. To learn more, just visit jasonsoul.com. And remember, choices made are choices lived with. Make good choices and you can live with good consequences, and not the other way around. So keep imagining, keep creating, and stay wonder-filled.